Pope Francis names Lettergate prelate to Science Academy. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on September 3, 2019. Pope Francis has named the former Vatican communications czar who was forced to step down in 2018 amid the Lettergate scandal as vice chancellor of the Pontifical Academy of Sciences. Monsignor Dario Vigano resigned from his post as director of the Vatican Communications Office in March 2018 after it was discovered that his office had doctored a letter from Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI, making it sound as if the former pope said something he did not. The Vatican distributed a photoshopped image of a letter from Emeritus Pope Benedict that seemed to express endorsement of a collection of books exploring the theology of Pope Francis, but which actually did the opposite, explaining instead why Benedict would not give his endorsement to the collection. At the time, journalists accused the Vatican Communications Department of propagating fake news, and the Associated Press, AP, declared the Vatican's manipulation of the photograph had violated photojournalist industry standards. The missing content significantly altered the meaning of the quotes the Vatican chose to highlight, AP said, because they suggested that Benedict had read the volume, agreed with it and given it his full endorsement and assessment. Along with blurring two lines of text, the Vigano's office distributed only the first page of the letter, omitting a significant passage in which the former pope sharply criticized one of the authors of the series. In a curious irony, just 6 weeks after he resigned in ignominy, Monsignor Vigano delivered a lecture on fake news and journalistic ethics. During the conference, Vigano spoke on a panel titled Fake News and the Ethical Responsibilities of Media, in which he insisted on the need for transparency in the media. The prelate insisted that journalists who publish erroneous information risk poisoning their readers. Transparency on the web is absolutely urgent, especially when dealing with big organizations, he said. Now Monsignor Vigano will be assuming a new role as the number two man at the Pontifical Academy of Sciences, an organization already fraught with its own scandals and bad press. The chancellor of the academy, Argentinian Bishop Marcelo Sanchez Sarando, leapt into the public eye in February 2018 when he proposed that Communist China was the country that best exemplified Catholic social teaching. After visiting China for the first time, Bishop Sanchez Sarando gushed over what he had seen, telling a journalist that at this moment, the Chinese are the ones implementing Catholic social teaching best. What many people don't know, he said, is that the central Chinese value is work, work, work. There's no other way, basically it's what St. Paul said, whoever does not work should not eat. You don't have shanty towns, you don't have drugs, young people do not take drugs. There is like a positive national consciousness. They want to show that they have changed, and now they accept private property, he said. What the prelate failed to mention were China's rampant human rights abuses such as forced abortions, slave labor, the persecution of Christians, severely limited freedoms, and a church demolition campaign under China's authoritarian system, let alone its official atheism. Follow at Williams Rome.